Flash. But in the meantime, we have a very special guest on the line, Jason Black from American band Hot Water Music, who are playing here in Auckland next week, Wednesday at Double Whammy. Hi, Jason. How's it going?
It's going all right. How are you doing?
Ah, very good, thank you. We're managing to catch you just before bedtime in the States, I imagine.
That's right.
So thanks so much for having a chat to us.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks again for having me on. I appreciate it.
No worries. Now, I think first off, I just wanted to ask, when was the last time you guys came to New Zealand to play a show?
I think we're 2014, I think, is what we've landed on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's been a decade or so.
Oh, yeah.
A long time. The world has changed so much. What do you like about...
Yeah.
What do you like
since
about
this
coming?
Morning.
Yeah, since this morning. What do you like about coming to little countries like New Zealand to play?
Everyone there's always been super awesome to us, for one. And it's beautiful. And everyone's friendly. The shows are cool. I feel like it's also really nice to, and we tried to do that a little more this time in the States, to get to, we spent, until this year, we've probably spent about the past 10 years or so just doing kind of like major US market weekend runs and stuff like that. And so this summer we did some most extensive US tour we've done in a while, hitting a lot of like, you know, quote unquote smaller cities or whatever. So it's been fun, and it's cool to kind of go everywhere, I guess.
Yeah,
like, you know, not everyone in England's going to go to London for the show, or however you want to, you know, phrase that or frame that. So it's kind of nice to go to the people instead of making the people come to us or whatever.
For sure. And where you guys come to New Zealand, and you guys imagine you're doing Australia and a few other places?
Yeah, we're doing Wellington and Auckland there, and then doing a pretty good run in Australia with some, like, doing Canberra, which we've never been to.
Oh, cool.
Newcastle.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Torquay. Like, just a couple, like, kind of suburb-y spots that I think will be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, last year, you guys came out with your latest EP, Split. At your show, can people expect to hear some of the new stuff and a few of the classics, I imagine?
Yeah, it's a little tricky because we're at like 10 full length records now, so that's a lot of songs to pull from.
Totally.
And we're not doing like Springsteen style sets where we're up there for 3 hours or anything. So, but I feel like we have a pretty good mix of everything. It's like we're leaning a little heavy on the newer stuff because that's kind of what you do, I guess. It's a little more exciting for us. And it's been going over well, too. If no one liked it, we wouldn't do it. But there's still a really good mix. I feel like it's a well-represented set for everyone.
Totally. Oh, well, that'd be nice. And now Hot Water Music has been a bit of an item since probably before I was born. Not saying that you guys are old, but more of you guys are legendary, I would say. What keeps you guys coming back to make more music after all these years?
I don't know. We like doing it. It's fun.
Hell yeah.
And I like the travel part, and that always kind of comes and goes for all of us, I think. But there's not a lot of, we count ourselves very lucky to have been able to like go to as many places as we have. Gives you a much different perspective on things than, and not everyone's, you know, afforded that opportunity. So I feel like it's pretty, I wish everyone in the world could travel to a bunch of different countries and meet a bunch of different people, because I feel like that might solve a lot of problems.
Totally.
So it is not a, it is an awesome experience to have been able to have for all these years, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like, you know, traveling as part of doing music is, you know, is definitely something that not everyone gets to experience. I feel like that's makes it quite cool, just traveling around and sharing your music as well.
It is. It's pretty remarkable when you really, for us anyway, when we kind of step back and take a look at things, that we've been able to do this for as long as we have, and it's still like totally viable, and everyone's getting having a good time doing it, and people still want us to come around. So for that, we are very grateful.
Hell yeah. And when you obviously you like being out and touring all the music that you've made, but do you also quite enjoy the making the music itself, or do you just really hold out for the tour once the music's made?
That varies between band member. There are definitely some folks, some of us that much prefer the studio. And I mean, one of our Chris doesn't even tour with us anymore. He just writes and records. I like both. I don't want to say that I don't love the studio. I don't love being in the studio when I'm not
Feeling
recording
it? Oh,
that
yeah.
much. I just it's not really my thing or whatever. But I do really like the writing process. And I like the recording process in the way that it is exciting to make a record, right? So like
Yeah.
that part is always because it lasts forever. And
Totally.
then the touring part's awesome too. I mean, it's not as easy as it used to be. We're all not spring chickens anymore, so
Yeah.
there's backs and knees and stuff to be considered, but
Of course.
we still make a go of it, and it's like I said, it's kind of like that's where you get to put meet people that face to face and kind of really make that connection with everyone. So that's probably the most important part of it, I would say.
Yeah. Well, that's really exciting that you guys are coming back to New Zealand after all these years, and I'm sure the fans will be very excited to come and see you guys. So you guys are playing next week, Wednesday, in Auckland at Double Whammy. When are you guys flying, making the journey, sort of this weekend or right
Yeah, we start Saturday. It takes so
Saturday?
long. Oh.
Yeah, definitely
And then we
gotta.
lose a day because of the dateline. So yeah, we let we take off Saturday and land Tuesday. So there
Wow.
we are.
And then you guys are gonna go see any
Yeah.
sights, while in Auckland or New Zealand or anything?
So I would like to think we will. I mean, we've been lucky enough to have been there and had a day off in both places, so we've kind of done some of the like big checklist touristy things or just like sightseeing things. But I mean, we're really, I mean, we always definitely want like where's a good place to go eat or get coffee or just kind of like go get in the culture a little bit while we're there and just be around people. Not all of us, but a lot of us are super into, not,
Man.
I don't want to say making the scene, but just getting out and taking it all in, because why
Yeah.
not?
Why
It's a
not? Yeah, when
great
you're
opportunity.
exactly coming all this way and it's a good definitely a good opportunity. Yes, and then people can grab their tickets on Under the Radar, I believe, if they're keen to come and see you guys. And you guys are doing a show in Wellington as well, but I believe that's sold out potentially.
Yeah, the Wellington show is sold out, and there's still some tickets for the Auckland show, but it's moving at a pretty good clip the last time I checked. So it will be a great show as well.
Yeah, get in quick, get in quick. Hey, thanks so much, Jason, for your time and all the best for coming to New Zealand and the shows and the big tour.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No worries, no worries. It's great. Thanks so much. We're gonna play a song from the new EP. This is Free Radio Gainesville, Hot Water Music. You're on BFM.